Charter schools are privately run, but they rely on lots of public money. And one charter school operator in the Chicago area now has to pay $4.5 million to the U.S. Department of Justice. That's the cost to settle a federal corruption investigation into concept schools. WBEZ's investigative reporter Dan Mihalopoulos is here to tell us more. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Mary.
So you've been following this story for a long time. What kind of problems are alleged here?
Yeah, this all began more than 6 years ago, and the feds raided Concept's headquarters in the northwest suburbs and one of its schools in the Rogers Park neighborhood in Chicago. The authorities suspected that Concept had rigged the bidding for contracts that were paid for with federal grant money, a grant to expand internet access at low-income schools. Now, the feds say Concept steered these federal deals to insiders and then overpaid them. And now, just this week, we've learned that the Justice Department and Concept resolved the matter. There are no criminal charges, no admission of wrongdoing, but we do have this huge fine against Concept schools.
$4.5 million to settle the investigation. Who's paying for this?
So whenever you're talking about charter schools, ultimately it's we, the taxpayers, who are going to foot the bill. Concept told us they have, quote, savings that will account for this $4.5 million fine, so they won't have to ask for more money from the schools that they operate. But the way this works is Concept gets paid nearly $4 million a year in management fees from the taxpayer financed schools that they have in Chicago. They have 30 schools in total across six Midwestern states, and the four of them here in Chicago are Chicago Math and Science Academy and three schools that are branded as Horizon Science Academies. You know, again, they're all schools that are funded totally by taxpayers, and they turn over the management fees to Concept, which is this organization that's been hit with this big fine now.
And it turns out Concept is facing allegations from other governments in another country. What's the international angle to this story?
You know, Concept was started by immigrants from Turkey, and they are deeply at odds with the government of their homeland. The Republic of Turkey, just a few months ago, went into federal court here in Chicago asking to get a bunch of information on Concept and a whole list of people and companies related to Concept schools. The Turkish government alleges that Concept is funneling money from the schools to an exiled Turkish cleric named Fethullah Gülen. He lives in Pennsylvania. In a statement to us, Concept said, quote, foreign agents are behind the baseless claims that are being made to tarnish them. And they're fighting the Turkish government in court here in Chicago.
Then you go to the circle of influence around Chicago. Where did Concept get the clout to make all these deals here in the first place?
Well, to be fair, they made applications to open their schools, and they got approval from Chicago public schools and state education officials to get the public money that they use to operate the schools. We should also say that the allegations in the federal investigation against them were not related to their academic performance, but they did cultivate a lot of connections in very high places here in Illinois. You know, talk about Michael Madigan, the state House Speaker and Illinois Democratic Party boss. For years, he's visited the Concept run campus in Chicago. So have two of Madigan's adult children. This is a testimonial video. One of the Madigan kids, Andrew, filmed at Concept School in Rogers Park back in 2012.
Well, overall, I was very impressed with it. I think the students are very engaging. I think the teachers are very happy to be here.
Andrew Madigan, by the way, is not an educator, nor is he a politician. He's an insurance guy, and his company happened to do business with Concept Schools here.
Thanks, Dan. You can read more about this story about alleged fraud at Chicago charter schools at WBEZ.org.